Book of Luke, chapter 23. Two other men, both criminals, were always led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Scout, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divide up and his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the ruler even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." Verses 36. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him with wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." Verses 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
下面请听我用中文读出。路加福音二十三章三十二到四十三节，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方，名叫独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就研究分他的衣服，百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋给他喝，说，你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，写着，这是犹太人的王。那同钉的两个犯人，有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
This morning, we have a pastor from the English congregation, Reverend John Gurusamy, sharing God's word with us.
今天啊，给我们讲到的是古牧师。
The title of his sermon is Recognizing God's Chosen King.
在正道的题目是认出神拣选的王。
John.
Good morning. It's a privilege to be able to preach for Good Friday.
我很荣幸今天能够在受难日来讲道。
Shall we pray before we look at God's word?
我们先祷告。
Father, we come before you as needy people.
主啊，我们带着我们的需要来到你的面前。
We ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes.
我们求你开我们眼
to see afresh the wonder of the cross
来清晰新鲜的看到十字架的奇迹。
We pray that you would comfort our hearts and strengthen us.
我们求你安慰我们，加增我们力量。
That we can live for your glory.
我们为你的荣耀而活。
In your son's name we pray.
因你儿子耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Ali is from Iran.
Ali 是从伊朗来的。
He is an asylum seeker.
他是一个寻求避难者。
He got on a boat headed for Australia.
他登上了一艘来澳洲的船。
Close to shore, the boat got into difficulties and started to sink.
那快到岸的时候呢，船遇难，船遇险，快沉了。
He took off his clothes.
他脱了他的衣服。
And clothed in his underwear, jumped off the boat.
穿着内衣，然后就跳下了水。
He was rescued by the Australian Navy.
他被澳大利亚海军救起。
Sadly, some other people drowned when the boat sank.
那悲伤的是，同船的有其他人溺水遇难了。
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
But his name is not Ali.
但他的名字不是阿里。
What if I told you that Ali is the son of the Queen of Denmark?
我如果要说阿里呢是丹麦女皇的儿子。
That if you welcome him into your home,
如果你把他迎到你们的家，
you will be welcome and invited to stay at the royal palace.
那你呢将来就会被迎接到他的皇宫。
Would you believe me?
你会相信我吗？
A man in his underwear who barely escaped death.
那一个仅穿着内衣的人刚刚死里逃生。
Royalty.
他是皇族。
It sounds like rubbish.
是一派胡言吧。
Verse 35.
35节。
The rulers near. They turn up their noses and laugh at Jesus.
官府嗤笑他说。
He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. Ha!
他救了他们，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧，哈。
The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
那兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋给他喝，说：“你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。”
It's cruel to be laughed at, to be made fun of.
那被嘲笑、被戏弄是很残酷的。
But the rulers and most Jews did not believe that Jesus was God's chosen king.
那些掌权的和大部分的犹太人不相信耶稣是被拣选的王。
And the evidence? Here he was, dying on a cross.
那他们的证据就是。你看，耶稣在这里是要在十字架上钉死了。
He sure did not look like a king.
他真的看起来不像一个王。
Kings are found on thrones in palaces, not on a cross.
国王应该在皇宫，而不是在十字架上。
Kings eat choicest food and expensive wine.
那国王吃的是最精选的食物，是昂贵的酒。
Jesus is offered wine vinegar, the drink of laborers and common soldiers.
那耶稣拿来喝的是醋，是劳工和普通兵丁的喝的东西。
Kings walk among nobles and royalty.
那和国王同行的是贵族、皇族。
Jesus is crucified between two.Common criminals.
而耶稣却要被和两个罪犯一起钉死。
Jesus appears so weak.
耶稣看起来如此的软弱。
And yet, if you read before the chapters in Luke's Gospel,
但如果你看路加福音，
you would know that Jesus is far from weak.
你就会知道耶稣根本不是软弱。
He had power to heal the sick.
他有权柄能够医治生病的人。
With such authority, he commanded evil spirits and they came out of a person.
他如此有权柄，他能够使邪灵从人的身体离开。
He even raised a widow's daughter, a widow's son, and Jairus' daughter back to life from the dead.
他甚至使一位寡妇的儿子还有雅鲁的女儿从死里复生。
He calmed the storm.
他也曾使风暴平息。
He fed 5,000.
他也喂饱5,000人。
Jesus is far from weak.
耶稣一点都不是软弱。
But here, he is silent as a lamb led to the slaughter.
但在这里，他像待宰的羔羊一样沉默。
He could save others.
他能够救别人。
Why, if he is God's powerful king, isn't he saving himself?
但是如果他是神所拣选的有权能的王，为什么他不救自己呢？
The next slide, is a graffiti that was found from first century Rome.
这幅投影呢是一个图，一幅图涂鸦，是发现呢是在罗马第一世纪的时候画的。
It reads, Alexamenos worships his god.
上面写着 Alexamenos 敬拜他的神。
It's making fun of the Christians.
这是在取笑基督徒。
Look at the head.
看那个头。
It's the head of a donkey.
他那个头画的是一个驴的驴子的头。
You mean your God is so weak, he died on a cross?
你是说你的神这么软弱，在十字架上死了吗？
That is so ridiculous.
真是荒谬。
Kings are powerful, not weak.
国王应该是充满全能的，而不是软弱的。
Power was often used for self-interest.
那全能经常被用于维护自己的利益。
To protect your position.
是用来维护自己的地位。
To accumulate money and possessions.
用于积累金钱和财物。
But not Jesus.
但耶稣不是这样。
Jesus used his power to save others and not himself.
耶稣用他的权柄来救别人，而不是救自己。
Jesus turned popular understanding of power on its head.
耶稣颠覆了对权柄的普遍认识。
Instead of being served,Jesus came among them as one who serves.
耶稣没有让人侍奉，反而他来到我们中间来侍奉人。
And he is a model of what it means to be a Christian.
他为基督教领袖树立了一个典范。
He uses his power to save others.
他用他的权柄来侍奉别人。
The Australian government gives churches and other religious organizations tax exemptions.
那澳洲政府呢，给教会还有其他宗教组织予以免税。
How are we as a church using our power to serve the community?
那我们作为一个教会，如何用我们的力量来为澳洲社会贡献益处呢？
How are we as individuals using our strength to serve others?
那我们作为个人如何用我们所能来为他人侍奉呢？
The next thing I'm going to say, I mean talk about it and discuss among yourselves, but anyway, I'm passionate about it. I think one practical way is for us to be involved in the discussion of the future of Australia.
那下来我要讲的是我们经常讨论的一个实际的途径呢，就是来参与到澳洲将来的讨论中来。
Why we think changing the definition of marriage is a bad idea?
我们为什么觉得改变婚姻现有的定义是件坏事呢？
Talking to our friends and workmates that we believe that marriage is sacred.
那和我们的朋友和同事说，为什么我们觉得婚姻是神圣的？
That God made male and female.
跟他们说，神创造了男人和女人。
That children are best raised by a mom and a dad.
说孩子最好是被一个母亲和一个父亲一起抚养。
That retaining the definition of marriage between a man and a woman is good.For society.
跟他们说，保持一男一女婚姻的定义对社会是有益处的。
Of course, we want to do this in the most loving and respectful manner.
当然，我们说这些的时候是带着爱和尊重。
Not forcing people to accept our viewpoint, but by dialogue.
但当然不是要强迫别人来接受我们的观点，而是来通过对话来进行交谈。
Using our power to serve others.
用我们的力量来侍奉别人。
The next slide, my next point, divine necessity.
下来我们讲的是上帝的必须。
Three times in the next chapter, Luke
24. 那下来这一章，路加福音二十四章三次。
We are told that Jesus' suffering and death was a necessity, a must.
这一章三次告诉我们说，耶稣受难死亡是必须的。
In 24 verse 7, angels remind the disciples of Jesus' very own words.
那在路加福音二十四章第七节说。天使提醒门徒们耶稣所说过的话。
The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.
人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
And in 24 verse 46, he told them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer,and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
那第二十四章四十六节又说，对他们说，照经上所写的，耶稣必受害，从第三日从死里复活，并且仍要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起宣传到万邦。
And in 24 verse 25, how foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself, Jesus.
在二十四章二十五节到二十七节又说，耶稣对他们说，无知的人呢，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督是这样受害的，又进入他的永荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着他自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Why didn't Jesus save himself? It's because this was God's plan.
为什么耶稣不拯救他自己？这是因为这是上帝的计划。
Maybe Jesus took them to Isaiah 53.
那我们来看以赛亚书第五十三章。
In Isaiah 53 verse 7 it says this, He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is silent,So he did not open his mouth.
以赛亚书五十三章第七节这样说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
Why did Jesus die? Isaiah 53 verse 10. It was God's will to crush him.And to cause him to suffer, to make his life an offering for sin.
耶稣为什么死？以赛亚书第五十三章第十节这样说，这是神的计划，要将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
And in verse 12, he poured out his life unto death.And was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sins of many.
那在第二十三节又说，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪。
God cannot close his eyes.
神不会闭眼不看。
He must punish sin.
他必须要惩罚罪。
The cross is the way that God can be true to himself.
那么十字架呢是上帝守信的一条路。
To take sin seriously and to punish sin.
神是要必须严肃地对待罪，惩罚罪。
And at the same time, to provide a way for us to have a right relationship with Him.
同时又为我们开出一条路来，来修复神的对和神的关系。
A lot of Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins.
很多基督徒啊，相信耶稣是为他们的罪而死。
But they still think there is some contribution they have to make to pay for their sins.
但他们仍然相信，他们需要做一些事情，做一些贡献，来为他们自己赎罪。
When we think like this, it is often pride, and we want to justify ourselves.
那我们这样的想法，经常是骄傲，是想为自己证明。
We don't realize that the cross is God's idea.
或者说，我们没有意识到十字架是神的计划。
Listen to the words of the hymn, It is Well with My Soul.
那看一段歌词。
My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
这首诗歌说，回想我重罪已全钉十架上，罪担得脱，心得欢畅。我要深思念主慈爱，主恩情，赞美主，我心灵得安宁。
Friends, isn't this good news?
朋友，这是好消息吧。
Jesus' death has paid fully and finally for all our sins.
那耶稣的死为我们的罪完全付上赎价。
Isn't that such a wonderful thing?
这是大好的消息。
My sin, not in part, but the whole.
我们的罪不是一部分的罪，而是全部
的。Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more.
他被钉十字架，然后被完全的遮盖。
Praise the Lord.Praise the Lord, O my soul.
感谢主，赞美主，我的心啊，赞美主。
And my third point.
第三点。
Whose shoes are we standing in?
我们站在谁的地位上？
The story of Jesus' crucifixion has two pieces of irony.
那耶稣受难的故事呢，其实有两个讽刺。
The first.A king, someone powerful, yet looking so weak.
第一个呢是一位王，应该是全能的王，看起来却如此软弱。
The second piece of irony is the criminal in verse 39.
那么第二个讽刺呢是在第三十九节的那个罪犯所说。
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah?Save yourself and us.
那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
Have you heard the saying, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones?
你们听过这句格言吗？住在玻璃屋的人不要砸石头。
This criminal is hanging on a cross next to Jesus.And here he is insulting Jesus.
这个犯人呢，在挂在耶稣旁边的十字架上，但是呢，他却在讥笑耶稣。
Doesn't he recognize the desperate situation he is in?
他难道没有意识到自己所处的绝境吗？
But sometimes we are blind to our own desperate situation.
但有时候我们就是看不到自己所处的绝境。
I recently heard of a girl who grew up thinking she was all right and had not committed any sins.
我最近听说有一个女孩呢，她成长的过程中，她觉得她什么都是挺好的，没有犯过任何的罪。
But she had a friend in high school, and a friend asked her if she had broken the Ten Commandments.
他有一个高中的朋友，这个朋友问他有没有违背过十诫。
She said no.
他说没有。
Her friend then took her to the Sermon on the Mount.
那他的朋友呢就带领他来看登山宝训。
Where Jesus teaches that to look lustfully at a woman is to commit adultery in the heart.
那在这个在登山宝训里，耶稣教导说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
And unresolved anger is on the same continuum as murder, even though unexpressed.
还有没有解决的怒气，既然和谋杀同列，虽然怒气还没有表现于行动。
Her friend asked her again if she had broken the Ten Commandments.
那她的朋友又问她，你犯了十诫吗？
This time she said one.
这一次她说犯了一项。
And what will happen to you if you break God's commands?
那如果你违背了上帝的诫命，会发生什么事呢？
She said, I will go to hell.
她说我会下地狱。
Her friend then led her to put her trust in Jesus.
那她的朋友就带领她来相信耶稣。
The girl's story reminds me of the criminal.
那这个女孩的故事呢，让我想到了这个犯人。
Both are in a desperate situation.
两个人都在很绝望的处境里。
The criminal more so, he's about to die.
这个犯人将要死了。
But both were ignorant of the desperate situation they were in.
但是两个人同样都没有意识到自己所处的绝境。
The criminal is about to face God in judgment.
这个犯人将要面对神的审判。
Is he prepared to meet his maker?
他准备好来面对他的创造者吗？
Verse 40, but the other criminal rebuked him.
第四十节，另外一个罪犯就应声责备他。
Don't you fear God?
你不害怕神吗？
Since you are under the same sentence,
你是一样受刑的呀。
We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
The second criminal recognized that he had done something wrong.
那第二个犯人呢，是承认他自己是做了错事。
He recognized that he was getting what his deeds deserved.
他承认他所要接受的是和他的行为相称的。
And he recognized that Jesus was innocent.
而且他承认耶稣是无辜的。
That Jesus had not done anything wrong.
而且耶稣没有做错任何一件事。
He then asked God to be merciful to him.
他然后寻求神的怜悯。
Jesus, he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
I'm amazed that this criminal, whilst everyone else didn't recognize Jesus as king, this criminal said,Kingdom, King, this man recognized Jesus as King.
我真的觉得非常的惊奇，别的人都没有承认耶稣基督，但这个犯人，这个人，他说，王，求你纪念我。
And Jesus answered him, Truly, I tell you, today, you will be with me in paradise.
那耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今天你要同我在乐园里了。
Friends, we know the full story. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead, proving himself to be God's chosen king.
朋友们，我们知道整个故事。第三天，耶稣从死里复活，证明他是神所拣选的王。
This criminal had no time to live a good life.
这个犯人，他没有时间来过一个好好的过一个好的生活。
This criminal had no time to get baptized.
这个犯人没有时间来接受洗礼。
This criminal couldn't do anything to pay back God for his kindness to him.
这个犯人不能够做任何事情来回报神对他的慈爱。
all he could do was recognize his unworthiness, his sinfulness.
他所能做的只是承认他是不配的，他是有罪的。
And to ask Jesus to be merciful to him.
然后来求神对他怜悯。
And Jesus said, "Today, today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣就跟他说，今天你就和我同在乐园了。
But today I want to ask you, whose shoes do you stand in?
但今天我想问你们，你们在谁的地位上？
The first criminal who faced God's judgment and was blind to the desperate situation he was in.
是和第一个犯人一样的处境是，是面临神的审判，但是对他所处的绝境一无所知吗？
Or the second criminal who recognized that he had done wrong and asked Jesus to remember him.
还是和第二个犯人一样，认识到自己做错了，求神来纪念他。
Both of them were equally guilty.
两个人都同犯了罪。
Yet only one humbled themselves and asked God for help.
但只有一个人谦卑请求帮助。
Notice that it's never too late to turn to God.
请大家注意，没有任何时候成为基督徒都不会太晚。
The second criminal had done many wrong things in his life.
那第二个犯人在他的一生中一定做了非常多的错事。
But here in his final hours, he turned to Jesus.
但是在他生命的最后几个小时，他转向耶稣。
And Jesus promised him a place in paradise with Jesus.
那耶稣却就应许他要和耶稣同在乐园。
This is very serious stuff.
这是很严肃的事。
Your eternity, where you spend eternity, in heaven or in hell, depends on how you respond to Jesus.
你们的永生是在天堂还是地狱，还是在地狱，取决于我们如何对耶稣回应。
I don't know if you've heard hearing this for the first time or you have been coming to church for many, many years.
我不知道你是第一次听到这个消息，还是说已经到教会很多年了。
But today is the day of decision. Today is the day of salvation.
但是今天就是做决定的一天，今天就是救赎之日。
Don't delay.
不要拖延。
You don't know.What will happen tomorrow?
我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
What you need to do is to say sorry, thank you, please.
我们需要做的，你需要做的事情就是说对不起，谢谢你和求你。
Sorry, King Jesus, that I have ignored you.
对不起，耶稣王，我无视了你。
Thank you for being my substitute and dying in my place.
谢谢你代替我，为我而死。
Please come and take control of my life.
求你来掌管我的生命。
If you have not put your trust in Jesus and you want to do that this morning,
如果你还没有相信耶稣，今天早上想要转向耶稣。
And I'm going to pray, sorry, thank you, please.
我将会祷告，用对不起、谢谢你和求你来祷告。
And I ask you to pray this in your heart.
我邀请你在心里跟我一同祷告。
Shall we all close our eyes and bow our heads?
我们低头祷告。
King Jesus, sorry that I have ignored you.
耶稣，我王，对不起，我无视了你。
Thank you for being my substitute and dying for me.
谢谢你代替我为我而死。
Please come and take control of my life.
求你来掌管我的生命。
I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
因耶稣的名求。Amen.
Amen.Maybe for some of you, you are not ready to commit your life to Christ, or you may have questions.
也许你们中间的一些人还没有准备好把生命交托给基督，或者还有一些问题。
If you have questions, I or one of the other pastors are more than happy to talk to you after the service.
如果你们有问题，我或者其他的牧者会很高兴在崇拜以后来跟你们讨论。
And if you have already put your trust in Jesus this morning,
如果今天早上你相信耶稣了，
praise God for Jesus' death.
感谢主，因为耶稣为我们而死。
God has accepted Jesus' death as payment for all your sins.
神已经接受了耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪所付出的赎价。
Isn't that wonderful news?
这真的是特别好的消息。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Oh my soul.
我的心感谢主。
And I guess Jesus is our model as well.
耶稣是我们的模范。
As he used his power to serve others,
耶稣用他的权柄来服侍他人。
We who are strong are to use our power to serve the weak.
我们也要用我们的力量来为软弱者侍奉。
We won't look powerful.We won't look powerful.
我们看起来并没有权柄。
We will look very foolish and weak.
我们看起来可能会愚蠢，可能会软弱。
But that is what it means to follow Jesus, our servant King.
但这个就是这意思就在这里，我们是要跟随耶稣的脚步。耶稣是一个仆人王。
Amen.
Amen.